Joining us now is Senator Jeff Holy, who represents the 6th Legislative District, including the West Plains and parts of Spokane. Good morning, Jeff Holy. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Currently, sir, you are sponsoring bills in the state legislature to address nursing and law enforcement staffing shortages. Can you talk more about where those bills are and what they're about and where we're headed?
Well, there's two ends of the spectrum on this. One, the nursing bill passed last night out of the Senate unanimously has a lot of support.
Okay, and in terms of the other bill, the law enforcement bill, where are we at with that?
So that's that died in Ways and Means in the Money Committee. The whole point was that we have a large number of police officers that were eligible for retirement, decided to retire in the face of some of the policy changes that were made a couple of years ago, or have left the larger departments for the smaller departments, which is totally reverse from what usually happens over a period of the last 40 years I've been involved in law enforcement. I'm a retired Spokane police officer, and so I have a little bit of context here as the way things used to be. What happened is that we had the policies were put in place, made policing a little bit of a more difficult proposition, and seemed to have a little bit of a chilling effect upon people actually looking at law enforcement for a career. What we're doing is we tried to put together a number of additional academies because there are some people that are starting to look at coming into the profession. But because of the slowdown we've had, we didn't actually have the bandwidth or the number of academies available to fit them in. What should be by statute, no more than 6 months after you're hired, you attend a police academy and get certification. Sometimes it's been extended to 18 months now just because they don't have the academies available. So I've seen something I haven't seen very often in the last 40 years. I've seen the Criminal Justice Training Commission, the Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs, Washington Council of Police and Sheriffs, which is the labor organization and the patrol organization, Patrol Order of Police, all line up on the same side of an issue and ask for this bill, knowing that they have vacancies out there. They need to backfill with the members. They don't have the bandwidth to accomplish this, and this would have provided that. Monica Alexander, the executive director of the Criminal Justice Training Commission, actually one up me and said that she would create the bandwidth by attempting to establish a couple of regional law enforcement academies so that we actually had sites that would be more conducive to people being interested in the job rather than saying, for example, having to leave for 3 or 4 months and move someplace else, Seattle or Spokane, to attend academy when in fact they might have family or other obligations locally besides the academy. So this has been a great integrated, well choreographed effort between all the involved parties, and it just seemed to stall in the Money Committee.
All right, very good. Jeff Holy, if I could ask you one other quick question. It's not on our agenda, but it is top of mind for many people. This weekend is daylight saving time. State legislator voted a few years ago to go on permanent daylight saving time in the state of Washington, but of course, we have to wait for approval from federal government. Where is that process at, and how do you feel about the whole situation?
Well, that's a non sequitur. Oh, Dave, it's one of those things that people are really bipolar. They absolutely yes, absolutely no. There's not much of the gray area in the middle on this one. And quite frankly, there's not much room for compromise. Either you like it or you don't. It has not been a topic this year. But I'll give you just if you have a second on this. What happened is with the Democrats actually gained seats in the legislature this last election cycle. And everybody expected to have some controversial bills from a Republican's perspective put in play. That was not the case so much the first couple of weeks. And we had 2 or 3 years of COVID-based bills because the legislature was not here in person that were waiting in the wings when they saw that the void, the opportunity there, an amazing volume of legislation came into play as everybody saw the opportunity. If you go back to a normal session, give us a couple of cycles here, well, that topic will probably come back up.
All right. Very good. Senator Jeff Holy, we appreciate your time this morning. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Dave.